ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is a quick hitter episode, the postseason hangout. So let's get into this. There's just a few things I really want to hit on real quick, and then we'll get out of here. I'm getting crazy excited, crazy nervous, all this. I'm not so nervous about playing Alabama. Like I've been telling people, if we had to play Alabama the week after the Big Ten title game, I would be feeling great about our chances to beat Alabama. I love Harbaugh. I mean, trust me, I've been a big 2020. I was a huge critic of Harbaugh, but you know, the one thing I'm flabbergasted by. I just don't know what he's doing when it comes to the postseason. So that makes me very nervous. I mean, hell, even in the Super Bowl. If you notice, even with the Super Bowl, I think that might have been the two-week layover, right? They even came out and didn't look that great against Baltimore. So, and I think it took a power outage to help them get back into the game, I believe. Anyways, so let's get into talking about Bama. It's really funny. I find this very, very funny that they go out and they, Nick Saban doing Nick Saban things, right? Going out, getting George Helo to be a, I was going to say a judge, to be a coach and not on the field coach, but on, you know, in the building coach to help them with Michigan. Okay, fine. I think it's, though, very funny. And I think it actually is next level thinking, to be quite honest with you. And I guess this is something that happens in the NFL and everything like that, which I'll get to this in a minute. But so you get a coach of a team that you're playing to give you all the inside info on what they're doing. And I don't think that's cheating, by the way. I think that's fair game, whatever. But I also don't think sign stealing is cheating either. Okay. And how you get them. Because I don't think it adds that much to the game. I don't think you can be like, well, that, you know, we knew everything they were doing. Very few instances can you ever point to and say, well, this guy knew so much about the other team that it led to them winning. And the only one I can really think of is the Super Bowl where Tampa Bay beat the life out of Oakland. And you even have John Lynch saying, they're running the same play. But like you can see, like he's flabbergasted at the fact that they knew exactly what Oakland was doing, right? That's one of the only examples I can ever really think of that a coach knew exactly what the other team was going to do, basically because that was his old team. And he was the head coach. Now, is a linebacker coach going to be that valuable to Alabama? I don't think so. But what I think is funny is that people will scream on the highest building about how Connor Stallions and all that was cheating. Cheating, the worst thing that they've ever seen. And yet, the same people will be like, well, it's fair. Alabama just got a coach. I mean, you know, so what if he was just there the year before and he knows all their signs, he knows all the players' weaknesses, in-depth weaknesses of what some of the linebackers do, what they don't do, their shortcomings, their strong points, all that kind of stuff. He knows that stuff about the defense. But that's not cheating. That's fair play. I just think it's very, it's so stupid. It actually is very stupid that you can make up your mind and say that one thing is not cheating and then the other one is. Solely based off of that the NCAA made it a rule for poor schools, for schools that are little schools that can't afford to do the shit that all the other big schools can do. So a financial burden on littler schools, now it's cheating. It's just dumb. It's just so dumb, and I don't understand it. And that's why I don't, I'm just sick of hearing this Connor Stallion shit. Because if you're A-okay with them hiring a coach that knows in-depth stuff about the other team that he was just there the year before, then how can you possibly be mad at so at a staffer, a low-level staffer, just filming stuff and spending his own time night after night trying to figure that shit out? It almost seems like the same thing. It almost seems like what Coach Saban did is next level. If you're going to say cheating, then next level cheating. It's brilliant, and I don't blame him for it. Hell, I think it's a smart move. You know, of course you want to talk to somebody and hire them. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, Iowa did it with Cade McNamara. I mean, and I didn't think that was cheating either. Of course he's going to want to help his team win. I get it. This is all about just playing the game. So that's what just annoys me. Now that's, you know, a rant. I'll get off of that. But still, it doesn't anybody else find it just 100% ridiculous when you listen to little brother and, you know, Ohio fans just continue to wail and cry and whine over this stupid shit? Anyways, all right. I don't want to go into what we're going to do or what I believe Michigan can do to beat Alabama, right? Because that's a big game pregame stuff. But I will go into some of the bowl games. And this is just a hangout. I'm just going to go over some of just the bowl games I would like to see, you know, that I find interesting, some interesting matchups. So James Madison Air Force and the Armed Forces Bowl. I'm from Colorado, so I loved Air Force's helmets back in the day, or still do love their helmets. I'm a helmet guy for some reason. I don't know why. James Madison, only because I just want to see what James Madison's all about. The head coach left for Indiana, which also is kind of interesting. If you've been on Twitter lately, you see that the head coach has said that he has some silent commits from players on other teams that are currently going through bowl preparation or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know many rules of college football when it comes to recruiting and stuff like that, but that sounds like a violation to me. So he's openly saying that he's openly cheating, like in telling you he's cheating. And yet no one, I bet you the NCAA does not investigate that whatsoever. Huh? Interesting. I can't wait to see. Maybe the NCAA does investigate him. And he gets suspended for the first three games of his first year at Indiana. Maybe. And if the NCAA is really true about them caring about rules, then they'll do it. Because that's almost as bad than what Harbaugh did with buying that kid a couple burgers or whatever the fuck the rule was, right? Or a couple of Zoom workouts that Harbaugh watched in 2020. Also, Chip Kelly has a great take on how what the future of college football is going to be. I posted it on my Twitter, so Michigan Football Rant Twitter. Check it out at Maniac Podcast. You can find it that way. Watch it. I think it's fantastic. I think this is probably how it's probably going to go in a few years. I think that's probably how it's going to get to become, right? And I've already said I think college football is going to be the minor leagues, or it has been, but it's really going to become the minor leagues for the NFL. And this is the next step. Also, I think the way he addresses the smaller, how, you know, like volleyball, softball, all that stuff can still be in conferences and keep the rivalries and play all that. I think that's perfect. I agree with all that. So just check it out. He mentions that the kids should be paid. Last time I checked, the last coach that started talking, spouting off about how the kids should get shared in some of the money that the NCAA is benefiting from, has been harassed basically by the NCAA all year long, and that's our Harbaugh. So we'll see what they do with Chip Kelly. Very interested to see how that plays out. And I mean, literally, when I say I just want to check out James Madison, I might check it out for a half, just to see if there's no other better bowl games on. I might watch the whole thing. I don't know. The Pinstripe Bowl with Rutgers and Miami. I'm very curious to see how that goes down. I'll be honest, man. Miami was one of my favorite teams. I don't know favorite. I had a couple really. Some of my favorite players were on that. Shockey. Jeremy Shockey. Thank you. I had a brain fart there. Jeremy Shockey was awesome. He was prototypical for me, is what I think every great tight end should be. And then Gronk just improved on that. And, you know, you go from there with Shannon Sharps and all that kind of stuff, right? For me, Jeremy Shockey was a bad mother effer. And I loved watching the way that kid played. He was fast, big, strong. He was a mean mother effer. Awesome. Loved it. Miami, I loved that whole swag that they had for a little bit. And I still make the argument that from 2000 to 2002, Miami had the best college football team I think I've ever seen. Let's see here. Oh, Ohio, Missouri. I want to see that because I don't even know who to cheer for in that one. I'll mainly just be watching it because I love college football. Because, one, obviously, I'm never going to cheer for Ohio ever. I do not care. I am not one of those guys who puts the Big Ten first. I have not, never been, never will be. And especially after how the Big Ten has treated Michigan and Harbaugh lately, I'm definitely never going to do that. But I have never been that way. You will never see me cheer for Ohio. You will never see me cheer for Michigan State. You will never see me cheer for any one of those Big Ten mother effers. Just ain't going to happen. But Missouri's coach is like the hacky comic. He's like your one friend that you have that always uses that old joke or finds out about a joke and then uses it after it's long been funny. You know what I mean? He's like the guy, he's like your buddy who is still saying, "What's up?" with the stupid Bud Frogs or the Budweiser commercial with the guys talking to each other on the phone, or the "Where's the beef?" You know, he probably thought that was hilarious when he was younger. Because, I mean, he's busting Harbaugh's nuts, or this mentioning Connor Stallion, like, way after people were even talking about it. It's like, dude, you're in the SEC. What the fuck do you care? Also, you play in one of the dirtiest freaking conferences in college football. How about you shut the F up? Like, it's not funny. How you mentioned Connor Stallions wasn't funny. It was played out and stupid. Like, I don't know. I really don't like that Missouri coach now. So I'm not going to cheer. I still won't cheer for Ohio, but I'm very curious to see that game so I can hate watch it all four quarters. And that's the Cotton Bowl, if you wanted to know. Fiesta Bowl, Oregon Liberty. I'm always fascinated when little schools like Liberty are undefeated. I want to see, is it because they play in a smaller conference, you know, like a more unknown conference, you know, with lesser talent? I think they played like SMU, which is pretty good. But I'm curious, right? I want to see if they're good. So playing Oregon, plus that'll give us a chance to actually see if Oregon is as good. Because if they falter against Liberty, and I guess it also depends on how many of their players skip the game to go to the NFL, right? Declare to the NFL draft. And then Iowa, Tennessee. Two reasons why I want to watch this. One, I literally think that Joe Milton can set a bowl game record for interceptions in a game, because Iowa is very opportunistic, as we know, very good defense, and he does not do well against any of those two things. So I can't wait to see that matchup, Joe Milton versus Iowa's defense. This literally could be the ugliest game anybody's ever watched. Great offense for Iowa, awful offense for Tennessee, especially with Joe Milton running it. Awful offense with Iowa, and all right defense with Tennessee. And the other reason I want to watch it, it makes me laugh, because if any of you are old heads like me, you remember Steve Spurrier. And Steve Spurrier used to blast UT all the time. They used to blast Tennessee. He had so many jokes. And I mean, made fun of Peyton Manning when Spurrier was the head coach of Florida. And one of his classic jokes was, you can't spell citrus without UT. And that's the damn bowl they're in is the Citrus Bowl. So I just, to me, that maybe I'm the only one that finds that funny, but it tickles me. So those are the bowl games that I want to watch outside of the obvious, you know, like the playoff games. So I think, dude, it's getting closer, man. It is getting closer. I cannot wait for this. This is going to be, I don't know. I'm excited and scared, like I said at the beginning of this. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been one hell of a season. So let's still enjoy it. Let's look forward to it and hope to God we go to Houston. And that's it, guys. Just remember, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go Blue.
Mason Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind, change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans, use my code MFRANT, and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue.